Well, a good Sunday afternoon to you and to yours. It's Reverend Plusser coming to you live from the FUQU studios, 1107 on the FUQU clock. And every Sunday afternoon, we dedicate an hour to the High Holy One, the only one that matters. I'll let you fill in the rest. Starts with a J, ends with an S. I'm so happy and proud to offer some diversity on today's show. We've got a great group out of Southern Texas, taking the name from the book of Genesis and the book of Isaiah. It's Gomer and the Nimrods with a rap song for the Lord. Take a listen.
The renewed mind is the key to the power that we need. The world is gonna see that it's Christ in me. The renewed mind is the key to the power that we need. It's the only way to be strong in victory.
As my brothers and sisters would say, just south of our border here in Texas, that's praising for your pantalones. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break.
On Tuesday night, he's likely sitting at home watching reruns of Golden Girls. On Wednesday night, he's brought a stripper home from the strip club.
He's at happy hour. And then Thursday, he's in the car. He's still driving.
Oh, my God.
Much to our dismay.
Chagrin.
Yeah, chagrin.
This guy.
He has one eye that works, by the way. Why did you give him a license again? We're putting everything on the DMV, people.
I'd like a lap dance, but I'd like it on my left lap, if that's okay. I can't see out of my right.
If you have nothing to hide,
I don't
should
have
be
hide.
No problem.
She hates when I go to the tanning bed. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Are you still going to the tanning bed?
Still?
Are
what
they
do you
still
mean,
operational?
Still? Did I ever stop? I mean, what? I go to the tanning bed.
I go to
the tanning bed during the winter months. I don't go during the summer months very often. Unfortunately, what you won't be catching is a paycheck, a degree, or a real job anytime soon. But don't let that stop you. You keep playing Sonic. You know they're paying kids for that these days.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you're onto something there. Oh, these questions are bountiful, Chrissy. Bountiful.
They are bountiful.
Like your bosom.
Okay. Oh.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, it's another episode of The Commercial Break.
Whee!
I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley. And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, you dropped it on me.
All right, I'll accept. I'll accept on this one occasion. Exception made. Since it's not written down everywhere, I guess we can get away with
right.
it. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of The Commercial Break, the only commercial break that you ever need. And I had to jump right in. We had to get right started right quick. Because Chrissy and I were talking about something, and then I heard the most amazing thing come out of her mouth. The most amazing idea that I had never thought about, and I don't know if I would get away with in my house. And I hope she doesn't tell my wife. But then it's possible that this is probably solves maybe some issues. Not issues like marriage issues, but just issues as far as where is she, where is he, when are they going to be back, kind of thing, right? So we're sitting here in the studio, and every time that someone comes in the door, both of my bloodhounds decide that they're going to bark voraciously.
They're bloodhounds in their head.
Bloodhounds in their head,
yes.
Meaning Blue will draw Nico's blood if Nico gets out of line. Mind you, this is the same dog that had a rat running around it in the kitchen, eating all of the food and did nothing to alert us. He literally lifted his head up and went back to sleep.
Yeah,
he was like
everything's cool.
I'm not getting involved.
I am. For you to work out with Brian.
You better not tell anybody, you little doggy. Come on, doggy, I dare you. Bark, little doggy, bark. You can just hear the rat talking to him. And Nico like, oh, I don't want to know. Not getting involved.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
So, dogs bark, kids run in, inevitably Matthias will end up in the studio. It's just how it goes. It's a whole thing. So I was like, we should just wait a few minutes until Astrid gets home, and that way we don't have to stop the show or listen to the background noise. We just get away with it.
And you said, well, but she might be at the store. And I said, well, can't you check your Find My app?
And I said, what the fuck is the Find My app? I mean, I know what the Find My app is. I have the Find My app. It's like Find My phone,
right.
Find My watch, Find My...
It can also be for finding people.
It can be for finding people, too. And I never thought about this. I mean, I know you can share location, like on maps and text message and stuff. But yeah, but Find
My...
You
can pick who you would like to share your location with on the Find My app.
So who made the decision in your household? Who made the decision that this was going to go down? How did that conversation go?
Well, it was twofold. One was... Jeff wanted to have the location on with the girls.
Okay,
they're
that
teenagers.
Makes sense. I get
and
that.
For safety reasons and just because they're teenagers.
Okay.
And then at the same time, we do have a 90-year-old grandfather who has an iPhone. And so my sister separately was asking, you know, hey, shouldn't we be sharing location for Papa Joe? Or Papa Joe, shouldn't he share his location with us?
Can I tell
And then
the
we
audience?
All just started to share ours. So now I share with my sister and my dad
my God,
and my grandfather and my husband.
Can I tell everybody that her 90-year-old grandfather is not like any other 90-year-old grandfather.
No, he's not. He's out and about.
He is a coxman of the highest order. He is the captain of his own ship.
He is
like the most interesting man in the world.
He is.
On Tuesday night, he's likely sitting at home watching reruns of Golden Girls. On Wednesday night, he's brought a stripper home from the strip club.
He's at happy hour. And on Thursday, he's in the car. He's still driving.
Oh, my God.
Much to our dismay.
Chagrin.
Yeah, chagrin.
This guy.
He has one eye. Yeah. That works, by the way.
I didn't do it.
We're like, why did you give him a license again? We're putting everything on the DMV people.
I'd like a lap dance, but I'd like it on my left lap if that's okay. I can't see out of my right.
He looks good. He smells good. He dresses.
Oh my God. He's a snazzy dresser.
Yeah.
The one time I've been to an actual party of his, we went to like a company Christmas party. And this guy had more women around him than I could.
Ladies love Papa Jack.
Than I had in an entire year.
No.
This guy was incredible. And these ladies weren't like, oh, he's cute, Papa Joe. They were like, I want to get up on that.
No.
I want to ride that turtle
dove. He would dance with me and spin me around, I think, to attract the ladies then to him. And then they would fly.
I don't know. He's got that
into his arms.
He's got that cool factor that you just can't buy. Okay, so you guys have... So I can understand this. I can understand how this kind of creeps up on you, right? So it's like, you know, you have the teenage daughters. I agree with this sentiment. When I have a teenage daughter, she is certainly going to have the Find My Eye. And quite frankly, my son. Like, I don't want anybody to think that, you know, it's just because a girl can't take care of herself. I want to understand where my 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old son and daughter are at all times because I know.
Or at least where their phone is.
I didn't have Find My shit.
No.
Find My was, I hope Brian returns home
know
this
that
morning.
My parents were the same way. Yeah.
We didn't even have phones you could get a hold of.
Yeah.
I had a beeper. I just ignored it.
Payphones, whatever.
Unless you were looking for weed, man. I just ignored it. But I never thought about this as a possibility of something that we could do to help each other understand exactly when and where we're going to be home. Because that's
helpful.
If Astrid and I call each other five times in a day, three of those phone calls are, where are you? Yeah, that's it.
Well,
or
dude,
I'm on my way home.
Share locations. Come on.
We're going to bring this up in front of the committee tonight. I'm going to see how it goes down.
Yeah, if you have nothing to hide,
I don't
should
have anything
be
to hide.
No problem.
She hates when I go to the tanning bed. That's the only thing I'm concerned
are
about.
Are you still going to the tanning bed?
Still?
Are they
still
operational?
Still. Did I ever stop? I mean, what? I go to the tanning bed.
Okay.
I go
okay.
to the tanning bed during the winter months. I don't go during the summer months. Very often. Like I don't go very often.
I didn't know this was still a thing with
you.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
It's like smoking cigarettes. I'm going to have to kick the habit one day. But I really do feel like it improves my
mood.
Well,
there is the light.
Yeah. I do feel like it improves my mood, especially during January, February, and March when it's just like the days are short. I don't get any sunlight. I hate the fucking cold, so I don't want to be outside almost at all. And I just feel like it brightens my mood. And I don't go to the tanning bed daily. It's not like I'm there every afternoon.
You bought the daily package.
I did. My wife caught me. She caught the American Express. She was like, did you buy a package? Because they keep charging our card on the 3rd. And I'm like, no. That's when I go. When I go, they hit. She's like, when you go, it's $129.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, I don't know. Just talk to the people at the tanning bed. She's like, I am going to call them. You got to stop going to the fucking tanning bed. And I might go once every 10 days. And that's,
get a little boost.
Yeah. But, you know, unless Astrid asks, I don't offer that information up.
Okay, well, so that's the only thing you have then.
But I told her, I said, if you want to know if I go into the tanning bed, just smell me, because if I smell like dead burned skin, yes, then that's how you
smell.
Know.
There's I remember that smell. That smell.
God, mm-hmm. That's a wonderful smell, isn't it?
No.
No, it's not? I love it. I would go to the pool when we were, you know, when I was single and we were friends and I was living over downtown. We would go to the pool and we'd sit out there for hours drinking.
We would. I used to rub oil, just straight oil, like not baby oil. I was at least doing the Australian gold.
Yeah. Australian gold.
Yeah. But it had no SPF protection and I would just get very tan.
Oh my God.
I can't even believe I was doing that.
I didn't even own any kind of sunscreen until I was in 40. I didn't even own sunscreen. And that wasn't until I met Astrid when she was like, you're a fucking dumb. Yeah. Okay. The tan might look good, but skin cancer is going to look worse. Right. And she's like, so you got to stop that shit. If you don't want wrinkles and stuff like that. I think I'm lucky in the sense that I have a little bit of a baby face. Like I'm not like, you know, I see some pictures of some guys that are my age and I'm like, holy shit. They look every bit of 40 something and maybe more. Mm-hmm. I see some of these guys. I look back on some old television shows when these actors were like in their 40s doing these shows and they look like they're 60 or 70 years old and they're in their 40s. Not me. I keep getting better with age.
You're like Benjamin Button.
I am. I'm like Shauna Ray. I just keep on going. Which, by the way, Shauna Ray has gone on dates. And it's in the episode. We'll talk about it another time.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly sure everyone's interested in it. Because I got some mail and they were like, the TLC shows. I could probably.
Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, I know. Well, they said 90 Day Fiancé. Okay, but I don't want the whole TLC lineup in a show. Yes. All right, I get it. Stop being an asshole. Okay, Chrissy and I have decided we're going to start a new segment here on the show. Yes. It's actually Chrissy's idea. I have to give credit to Chrissy.
Thank you.
It's Chrissy's idea. You know, back in my heyday, and when I mean my heyday, I mean from like 19 to 42. It's like a very dastard. Some people in my circle affectionately would refer to me as Uncle Brian. And like,
you mean the people from the pool that were trying to keep their friends, their cute girlfriends away from you?
Trying to keep their cute girlfriends away from it. I was like, you know, I was like the old man at the pool.
Uncle Brian.
Yeah, right. Uncle Brian until everyone got drunk. And then it was like, Uncle Brian's looking good.
Yeah. Let's go to Uncle Brian.
That Parker. Let's go streaking straight into Uncle Brian's bedroom. Yes. I swear to God, you know, the 22-year-old kid would be, you know, laid out on the floor, puke in his mouth and on his shirt. And they'd be like, oh, Uncle Brian's holding it together pretty good. 72 Bud Lights in. He's so cool. Uncle Brian's so cool. Look at him with that Honda Accord in his own apartment.
He did. It's
He's got a 46-inch screen TV, flat screen, I might add. People started referring to me as Uncle Brian, and it really came from the fact that I had kind of a goddaughter-like child, you know, when my best friend had a child, and he started referring to me as Uncle Brian, and then it just spread. Everyone then just called me Uncle Brian.
You have kind of like a sage wisdom, too, or at least you admit that.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's rooted in anything real, but I think you admit that.
Yeah, I've got a bullshitty wisdom. Glow about me. I've got that brown glow.
It's the tanning bed glow.
I've got that tanning bed.
Yeah, that's what it's been all these years.
Yes, it's that brownish hue that floats off my forehead. People are like, "Wow, he looks wise." This guy goes to the tanning bed. He knows what's up. He was smart enough to find sunshine in the middle of January in Chicago. This guy is good. We got to get with this guy. You know, think about the famous people that we know that have a tan all the time. Well, Donald Trump, that's not a tan. I don't know what that is. It's not a tan.
Yeah, everything is fake now, though. It's the spray tan.
But the guys,
the safe thing to do.
Guys who had the real tans. So it's who's that guy who was always on television? You know, he was super dark. Oh, God, I wish I could remember his name now. But Harry something or other.
Basically everybody from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, but this guy was like famous for how dark he was. And I mean, when I say dark, he was dark.
Oh, like Harrison?
Yeah, Harry Harrison? No, not George Harrison. George the Beatles. Harrison. Yes, the Beatles.
But it was George.
Hamilton. George Hamilton. Okay, when you looked at George Hamilton, he came on screen, you go, that guy knows what he's fucking
talking
about. Well,
because he was wearing the, you know.
He was slick suits.
The ascot. Yeah. And then, like, a velvet smoking jacket.
I was wearing the hippie beads and the patchouli scented sandals.
Yes, similar.
The flip flops.
Very similar.
Similar. I had a similar vibe. Mm-hmm. So we thought, why not bring Uncle Brian back? What, did he ever go anywhere? But let's bring Uncle Brian back and let's have him answer some questions from around the world. So here we go with our Ask Brian segment.
From the
Ask
news
Uncle
desk.
Brian. There you go.
Yeah, well, I think what we're going to. Beep, beep, beep. Well, I think what we're going to do too is, you know, maybe make this a segment on and off of, you know, what I would like to see done is I want to read some advice column questions.
Okay.
And then those people give their answers, but I'm not interested in their answers. I'm interested in your answers.
You want sage advice.
I want sage advice about relationships, about parenting, about all kinds of things.
I got it.
So listeners, if you have any questions you would like Uncle Brian to answer, please do
send them in. 661-BESTIO, 661-237-8296. Go to the website and you can send us an email. Okay.
But in the meantime, we're going to start with what was already out there.
We're going to start with what was already out there. We've pulled some questions. Culled some questions from around the internet. And because this is Chrissy's segment, I'm going to let Chrissy lead and I will answer. Hey you, Mr. and Mrs. Podcast listener. We're going to take a short break to let you know a few things. TCBpodcast.com is where you can go to find out more information about Chrissy and I. If you choose, you can watch all the video there or listen to any of the audio. Our entire catalog is there at TCBpodcast.com. You can also drop us a line if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. You can send it through the website or you can text us 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, and the word yo. If you'd like to take a look at us while we're doing this silly program, you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. We have brand new clips of these episodes every single day of the week, and we do YouTube exclusive content called TCB in the Studio every couple of days. youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe if you don't mind. At The Commercial Break on Instagram if you'd like to follow us there. A lot of people have written us over the last couple of months and asked, how can we support the show? How can we help it grow? You can tell your friends and family if you think they might be interested, if you're not embarrassed to tell them you listen to The Commercial Break. Or you can leave us a review and or a comment on your favorite podcast publisher. That's the way that we grow the audience, and we certainly would appreciate any help you could give us. We really are grateful that you take the time to listen to our program every couple of days. If you want to support the show even more, if you're in the market for their products or services, you could use our sponsors' specialized URLs or codes. That's how they know that we're doing our job, and that means we can continue to do our job for you for free. And now, a word from said sponsors.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So I'd like to take a moment, get inside of our penis chakras.
The vajra.
That's right. The vajra. I'd like you to open up your vajra for me, and I'll open up my pachakra. And we'll both open up our anus chakras, and let's answer some questions from around the internet. Now,
okay.
If you'd like to ask a question of Uncle Brian or Aunt Chrissy, feel free to text us or go to the website. That's www.podcast.com and drop your Ask Brian segment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever, ask Uncle Brian. Please, Chrissy.
Okay.
Well, ask me.
I feel so. Should I whisper it?
Okay. Ah, yeah. Whisper it, scream it, okay. Whatever you want to do. I'm going to stay. Okay. I'm going to stay in a bubble of equanimity over here.
Yes, stay.
Stay in my moment.
Stay in your zone.
I'm staying in my center.
Okay.
I'm present.
Uncle Brian. Mm. Destiny from the internet would like to know, Uncle Brian, how am I sure I'm the real mom of my kid?
Destiny. I hear your pain. I understand and I feel you, Destiny. I get this question a lot, actually.
Yeah.
How do I know that I'm the mother of my own child? There's a couple different ways that we can approach this question, but I'm going to take the most direct route. Destiny, you need to check the birth certificate. It'll have the mother's name written right there on the birth certificate. But then I think we're going to have to take
cross-reference
this,
that with your ID.
With your identification. Then I want you to pull out your third grade science quiz. I want you to see what you scored on it. And Destiny, if there's a D or an F on that science quiz, that means it's most likely your child. Now, there's another way that we can go about this. And that is to cooperate in conjunction with other people around you. Like maybe the man who put his penis directly inside of you. I want you to ask him directly, is this my child? This my child? See what his answer is. If he answers, I don't know, you're meant to be together for the rest of your lives.
There's also a third way.
There is a third way.
Yes.
It's an ancient way. It's an ancient practice handed down from baboon to baboon. If you put your child in a tub of water for 4 hours, just soak him up, little raisin, turns into a little prune. You take him out, make sure you dry him off so the little guy ain't cold. And then you pee directly in the water. If it turns purple, the child is yours. It does not turn purple. Nay, if it does not turn any other color, the child is not yours. And that means you can give him away. Sell him if you want to. Destiny, you were meant to be a parent. You understand the complexities of the world. And I sure hope, for your sake, that your son that came out of your womb is your child. Thank you, Destiny, for your question. Oh. I think you should open up your vajra. Yes, yeah. Yes. Open it up to the world. Please, Chrissy.
Okay,
I'm continue. On a roll. I feel strong. I feel the forces with me.
Okay, this is from Gwen.
Oh, Gwen.
Uncle Brian, can I tell by the smell of my husband's gas if he has been cheating? Breathe deeply.
Smells like your husband's gas in here right now. That's just Nico. Gwen, you ask an important question. We all make puff puffs out of our anus. It's how the universe made us, Gwen. And I do think that you can tell if your husband has been cheating on you by his gas smells. And let me explain. Every time a man has that most intimate of pleasures, when he puts his pachakra in your vachakra, it changes the lining of his stomach. It coats it with a different smell. Every time we have sex, our farts smell a little bit different. If you'd like to buy some of my farts, please go to tcbpodcast.com and get yourself some Brian ass.
Yes.
It's the good shit.
It is.
Be careful. This isn't for beginners. If you want to, just a little teasty tanner, a little teener, just a little taste. You may not be able to have sex with me, but your husband can. And then his farts will smell like me. Gwen, you ask important questions. And for that reason, I send my love all the way over a puff of ass to you and to your family. Thank you, Gwen, for that important question.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners will get something out of that that they can put into daily use.
I think that's a question we've all been asking ourselves from time to time. Wow, Astrid's ass smells really bad today. I wonder who she's been banging. And
who have you been with?
Yeah, that's right. If your husband's ass smells like dick, and you have a whole different set of circumstances on your hands.
Yeah, you do.
And I may not be the right person to answer the question. Chrissy, please.
Okay, I'll continue here.
Please. I'm opened up to the heavens right now.
You are. You're in a complete zone.
I think it's the music.
We have a question from... It's just a question mark.
Okay.
That's the name.
It's from the universe. It's from the universe, Chrissy.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Uncle Brian, I made Jesus-shaped pancakes, but I burnt them. Am I going to hell?
Probably. Yeah, I don't have any other way to... I don't know how to let
That's
you
a
down.
Definite hell.
Yeah, I don't know how to let you you're down hellbound. Easily. It's likely you're going to burn in eternity. 1,000 fiery deaths every minute. Your skin will crawl with scorpions and spiders. This is a bad one. There's no way that I can help you. I'm sorry. But you made your own pancake. Yeah. Now you have to eat it. Right. However, maybe you should contact Gwen, and the two of you can find a way to live together in harmony. You can eat the burnt Jesus pancakes, and she can smell your ass.
Yeah.
And together, the two of you will have holy communion. I burnt the pancakes. What? I can't even believe somebody would ask.
Yep. Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
And this is a question again. This is from Pirate Man.
Oh, Pirate Man. I know you well, Pirate Man.
Okay.
You've been stealing my booty for a long time. Trying to catch up with you. Please.
Okay.
Let me get myself recentered. I was thrown off a little bit by the young man who's going to spend the rest of eternity burning.
Yes. Yeah, with sad. His pancakes.
Sad. I wish I had a good answer.
Uncle Brian?
Yes.
I was bitten by a turtle when I was a young lad. Can I still drink orange juice?
Yes, orange juice, yes.
This is a common question. I've seen this now a couple of times.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Orange juice, yes, but pineapple juice I would stay away from. For it'll activate the turtle's semen, and then you will be pregnant with turtles. But however, we can go back to destiny. Does your son look like a turtle?
Oh, good point, Sage. Wise
thank
one.
Thank you. I'm putting the pieces of the puzzle together as the universe hands them to me, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this, Chrissy. Why have we heard this question a number of times around the internet? Is there actually a thing about turtles?
There is.
People think that if they get bit by a turtle, there is a certain venom that goes into your blood. Ah. But the blood is only activated by orange juice. Makes sense to me. If if you believe that. Never mind, I'm not going to get into it. Never mind.
Okay.
I was going to go down the road there, but okay. Hold on.
Uncle Brian?
Chrissy?
This is a question from Maive.
Maive.
Mm-hmm.
From Maive, as in naive Maive?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to this question.
Are skeletons real or made up?
Oh, wow. You're asking questions that have plagued humanity since the beginning.
Archaeologists
have been trying to put this together. Bill Cosby was on the hunt one time when he said, "Jello pudding pops!" I'm afraid skeletons are not real. Skeletons are made up by the Skeletor Corporation from the He-Man division of a Chinese corporation. They have been planting them all around the earth to make it appear that there were people before us. But we are the only ones. And when we die, no one will come after us. Therefore, Crystal's baby was never real. Who was the other person? Gwen. And Gwen doesn't have to worry about her husband's farts. And if you have turtle babies, it's okay. They don't have skeletons anyway. Turtles don't have skeletons, do they? They're reptiles, right? Do turtles have skeletons? Are there skeleton bones in there? Are the skeletons real?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. They definitely have the shell that's left behind. But think about it, their little feet.
Yeah, the shell is the best part
their
to
feet.
Eat.
Their feet will become skeletons.
I'm having turtle feet for dinner. The shell is the best part. It's crispy on the outside, soft on the inside. Are skeletons real? God, I wish I had thought of that question myself.
I know, it's
delicious. Naive.
Delicious.
Naive. Why was someone even asking if it's real? Have you never seen yourself in the mirror?
I know.
Let me get recentered. Oh,
I've never had an x-ray.
Fake news, Chrissy. Fake news.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Please. Call me Jaguar Paw.
Uncle Brian.
Yes.
This is from Scott.
Oh, Scott.
Doc Scott.
Dr. Scott. Dr. Scott. Not even a doctor. But I'll continue to call you Dr. Scott because I like it better than regular Scott. Makes you sound big and important. And for that, you can thank me. Just like Uncle Brian. We're two men on the same side of the coin. Okay, Dr. Scott.
Okay.
Shoot your best shot, my friend.
Okay.
I'm ready
for
you. Yes.
If I eat myself, would I become twice as big or disappear completely?
I wish I had an answer for that. But I have tried to eat myself many times. Oh, no, that's try and give myself a blowjob. I'm sorry. Okay. We're talking about two different things. Mm-hmm. If you physically eat yourself, everybody knows you will not become the same size of yourself because I'm assuming you're going to cook yourself before you eat it, and cooking will boil off a lot of the water and fat. So, but might I add, I just want you to be sure that while you're eating yourself, you use Brian's all-natural paprika. I don't know the answer to that, and I'm sorry I couldn't give you a better one, but unfortunately there's just some questions that still we don't have an answer to. Not even the universe knows if you eat yourself. I mean, who's eating themselves?
You can't.
I think that's a philosophical question, actually. And if you're looking for real answers to real philosophical questions, don't come to Ask Uncle Brian. I'm ready for another one. Here I am, wide open.
Uncle Brian.
My pachakra is just... It's open.
I mean, some of these are so ridiculous. Okay, how about Uncle Brian? This is from James.
James.
I swallowed.
I already know it's a good question. James is a name from the Bible.
No, it's not.
Yes, a King James of Bible. Okay. What do you? Come on, man. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Please.
Uncle Brian.
Yes.
I swallowed an ice cube whole. And I haven't pooped it out. Is it stuck?
It is. Stuck forever in your esophagus. Here's the good news. Your pee will always be cold and your shit's always frozen.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. You're like a walking koozie. If you ever need to chill some beer quickly at a party, just swallow it and throw it back up.
In the person's mouth.
That's right. If you ever need to cool off hot food for your child, swallow it, shit it back out, and feed it to your child. That's right. I feel like, James, you might be Crystal's husband. I'm just wondering. I don't want you to worry about that ice cube. It's God's gift to you. Take it. Receive it. Open it up. I only wish that you had put it in your pachakra instead of your mouth chakra. That's a good question, James. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, James.
Yeah. A first here on Ask Uncle Brian. Never had anybody ask about an ice cube.
First time, long time.
First time, long time.
Okay, next. I think we only have time for a couple more of these.
Oh, we got time.
No, we really only have time for a couple more. Okay. Oh, how about this one? Uncle Brian?
Yes.
What animal is Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the Hedgehog. That's a great question. Sonic the Hedgehog is a Marantamalope. And this is an ancient animal, part hedgehog, part mangrove, part antelope. And I know you're about to say to me that, Brian, mangrove is not an animal. Nay, it is an animal. It's a wild.
Nay.
Nay. Nay. I have to wonder how much time. I just want to recognize how much time it must have taken you sitting there on your couch in your basement with your Cheeto fingers playing your video games to ask that question. What's his name?
It didn't have a name. It's well, the universe again.
Let's say his name is, I don't know, Carter. Carter, because I imagine this is Carter. Same guy from the gym. Carter, I just have to say, I know how much time it took your little brain to figure out that question.
Well, this is just a little background on why he thought that.
Sure.
He's curious because it doesn't say hedgehog because that's what everyone says he is. But he can't be a hedgehog because hedgehogs aren't blue, they're brown. He's smart.
He is.
He's catching on.
He is catching on. Unfortunately,
he didn't go the distance.
Unfortunately, what he will
he
be
caught,
not. Yeah.
He got halfway.
That's right. He got halfway there. Unfortunately, what you won't be catching is a paycheck, a degree, or a real job anytime soon. But don't let that stop you. You keep playing Sonic. You know, they're paying kids for that these days.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you're onto something there. Oh. These questions are bountiful, Chrissy. Bountiful.
They are bountiful.
Like your bosom.
Okay. Oh. Oh, Sage Brian.
Oh, Uncle Brian had to slip one in there by the goalie. Uncle Brian would be waiting for Jeff to come to his house tonight. To slice his little throat.
Jeff doesn't listen to this.
No. It's okay. Yeah, I'm not too worried about okay. I don't worry about offending any people I know because I understand they're not listening to the podcast. It's a safe space here at the podcast. Most of my friends say, I've already heard Uncle Brian and all of his wise wisdom. That's how my daughter got pregnant! Do we have one more?
We do have one more.
I'm happy about that. That makes me happy in a place I can't explain.
Okay.
Please.
Oh my God. Okay, here we go.
There are so many.
There are so many. There's turtles. There's a bunch of turtle questions here.
Turtles are complicated creatures.
They are complicated.
The universe made them for us to ponder, quite frankly.
Okay, Uncle Brian, here
okay,
we go.
Please.
This one is from Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, here we go. Gonna knock me off my center. Wait, does it have anything to do with my guitar?
No.
No, okay, just checking.
No.
Just wondering if she had found it. Or my bed, or
any of your things.
That's my credit card. I'm just wondering. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Uncle Brian, is it weird that my dog likes to watch me pee?
No. Dogs are people too. They're into weird shit also. I don't want you to judge your dog for his proclivities. He was born that way. He can't help it. If your dog was gay, would you worry about it? No, of course not. You know why? Because people are into things they're into, and dogs are people too, as they say.
That's right.
Your dog is just interested in watching a stream of urine come out of your hole.
Yeah.
And who amongst us can't say we're not interested in that? Donald Trump became president because of it. Oh my God. Thank the universe for the questions. We really appreciate it. Bing bong. What is this one about the chainsaw?
I think this is an ad.
Oh, can you actually lose weight by rubbing your stomach?
I was going to ask that one.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Let's do please. One more. Okay, Uncle Brian. Recenter. Recenter.
Recenter.
Okay. Can you actually lose weight by rubbing your stomach? This comes in from Mrs. Mitchell.
It depends on how low on your stomach you're rubbing. Because for me, I know I can lose a couple of ounces if I just rub low enough. And what's her name?
Mrs. Mitchell.
And Mrs. Mitchell, if you'd like to help, please contact us at tcbpodcast.com. I'm losing weight one, what do we call it, Chrissy? One creative explosion at a time.
That's right.
It's the world's creation. It is. Right there in your junk. Right there in your man pouch. Ready to go. Yes. And I'd like to now wrap up Ask Uncle Brian with a wise saying from Uncle Brian. There once was a man from Nantucket. He tried to have the earth in a bucket, but when he couldn't fill, he got his thrill and decided that he'd like to fuck it. Thank you. Almost in tune there for a second.
No.
I think I like the new segment. I think it's
I
on. I think it's game on.
Yeah,
I'd
yeah.
love to ask some questions. I'd love to answer some questions about relationships specifically because I feel like...
Let's get this going.
Let's get this going.
Oh, you want me to do one of the
Yeah,
ones
you got one. From, okay, yeah. You got... All right, okay.
We'll do one more.
Let me get back into my center. Can you hear my microphone cutting in and out? That's called the top end.
Oh.
Listen. Oh.
Yeah, Cam.
Yeah. That is called a top end cut. It happens with dynamic microphones. I don't want to explain it to you here. It's complicated. Oh, I'm so excited to be back in the frame of mind. Answer more questions from the viewers and the listeners. While we're at it, I'd like to remind you that Brian Greene is the greatest podcaster of all time.
That's right.
To get more of his podcast, go to tcbpodcast.com.
Okay.
He's interesting, irreverent, and handsome. Please, Chrissy, go ahead.
Uncle Brian.
Yes.
Should I continue driving my husband to see his mother, who refuses to see me and her grandchild and makes us wait in the car?
I think first we have to point at ourselves. Whenever we're looking at someone else. What's this the caller's name? Listener?
This listener's... That doesn't say.
It doesn't say. Well, let's call her Janice. Janice? I think the first thing we have to do is point a mirror directly at ourselves. And we have to ask ourselves, are we the ones who don't want us to come inside and see the mother? Or is it the mother that doesn't want us to come and see the mother? And if the answer to that is not satisfactory, then your mother-in-law is a bitch. And let her die on her own. Without any friends or family. And by the way, your husband needs a driver's license. And so does your little bratty daughter. The three of you need to figure out how to get a better driving situation. Have you heard of Uber? I mean, what's going on over there? Your husband can't drive. Mom won't let you in the door. The answer is no. You do not have to continue. However, someone's going to have to put some effort to get a driver's license or an application on their phone. Thank you. Sorry, I got a little rowdy there. I felt like that was a silly question. No stupid questions, only silly ones.
Okay, this one was just one that I wanted to read. We'll let Uncle Brian comment on this.
Okay.
But... I just wanted to read this.
Being put on the sideline.
I thought it was pretty good.
I'm in the penalty box. I hear you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The headline for this is, am I a jerk for leaving fake notes to self around my house because I knew my fiance's mom snoops?
Oh.
So you can maybe comment on that either way right now, and then I can tell you the context.
Tell me the context.
Okay, so I bought a house 7 years ago, and I met my fiancé, Al, 4 years ago.
Mm.
This year, he moved in. We're talking about making it a home for both of us. But as of now, he hasn't moved much stuff in. Right now, 95% of the stuff in the furniture house and the house is mine. When his mom comes over, she's kind of a snoop. He was used to that, but when she comes to our house, it's so uncomfortable because she's just going through my shit. One thing she snooped on was actually embarrassing. In my home office, I had a little affirmation, quote unquote, post-it note, as we all like to have.
Sure.
Monitor saying, I am smart, I am skilled, I am deserving of great things. That's natural.
I tell myself that every moment.
Yes. anyway, she made a comment about my ego to him about my ego. So as a joke, I decided to do it again. I had my best friend over and we got wine drunk and wrote a bunch of affirmations to hide. Some were, here are the examples. Medicine cabinet. My teeth will regrow. I am shark-like and powerful. Here's one in the kitchen drawers. I know when to spoon, but I also know when to fork. I am sexy and self-assured. Work desk. I will not just fuck my way to the top of the company. I will fuck my way to the top of the world.
That's good. I like that. I'm enjoying this.
Walk-in closet. I am beautiful with clothes and without, especially without. My boots are legendary. Applause to this girl.
Good job, young lady.
Yeah.
I might add.
So that caused a problem next time the mom came over because she was almost.
Because she's a bitch. And she doesn't know how to take a joke.
My teeth will grow back. I'm strong and powerful.
I would add one to that, if you don't mind. I'd like to throw in an Uncle Brian.
Throw in
one.
An affirmation.
On the bedpost. I'd like you to write, it's okay that he calls me mom.
Yes.
And then you can put selling our intimate videos is okay for money. We have to feed ourselves.
We will become successful. Yes. Like Pamela and Tommy Lee.
What's the husband's name?
Oh, they don't say.
It does. It says it's like Odom or what? Odd or.
Al.
Al, okay. Al. Al doing gay porn for money is okay for a short period of time. I mean, you could really. Yes, I mean, you
we could
take
add
this,
two of those.
You could go this so many different places.
I like the fake affirmations.
Yes, I'm so proud of you.
That's pretty good.
That you've taken your life into your control. And I'm sorry about your shark teeth. I hope they go away someday soon.
That's strong and powerful.
And strong and powerful shark teeth. Oh, that's a good one. I like it. Congratulations. Good for you. Everyone seems to be doing well. All great questions. There aren't, like I said, there are no stupid questions, only silly ones that shouldn't be asked. And I'd like to thank all of our listeners for writing in and asking these incredibly silly questions. Well, you know what they say about questions. Eventually they need answering.
That's right.
There we go. Ah!
Whee!
I like the Uncle Brian segment. Good idea.
Thank you.
If you want to get in on it, go to tcbpodcast.com. Send us a line there. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all the video. You can get your free TCB collectible sticker. All these people who are writing these wonderful reviews, you can get stickers. You know that? And I would say we've had 1 to 5 comments to sticker requests. So
nice.
I mean, no, not really, because I want you to have your sticker. So if you want your sticker.
Oh, they were commenting about a sticker request?
One person for every 5 reviews, we're getting 1 sticker request. I want everybody to get their sticker. So
you have to actually go to the site.
Yeah, you
got
to go to the site. Yeah, I don't know how to give it to you. I don't know how to give it to you via your Apple iTunes.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I wish I did, but I don't.
We can't even reply to those, right?
No, you can't do anything about that. That's Apple is one place where it's pretty locked down.
Yeah.
And if they think it's fake, they'll take it. They won't even post it.
Yeah.
So trust me, I've tried. Okay, well, ask Uncle Brian, 661, best, the number 2, yo, 661-237-8296. You can text us and ask Uncle Brian a question or ask Aunt Chrissy a question, and we'll get to that around the corner. Hey, guess what, guys? We want to make a big announcement here on TCB for those of you that stick around to the end of the show. I know it's not a very popular segment of the show, but in case you did, Chrissy and I will be going to a third episode every Wednesday. So we're going to move to a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule sometime in the month of February. We'll let you know. Don't worry. But Monday and Friday, your regular show, Wild
Card
Wednesday.
Sometime
by March. That sounds good.
Just to set expectations here.
In February. That's it. Just in February. But we'll let you know. It'll be Wild Card Wednesdays. where we'll be doing a lot of fun and interesting stuff. So a third TCB episode on the way. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to get content you cannot get anywhere else. We just recorded it in the studio about Sam Talent's new book, Running the Light. I think it's really interesting. And we'd also like to thank all of our sponsors here at The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for their products or services, please use our specialized URLs and codes. It's so important to the show. Leave your reviews. Leave your comments. I think that's all we can do for today.
Yes, yeah. I think that's right. You're the sage wise one.
That's it. That's all we can do for today. Okay. Yeah. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until we meet you on another episode of The Commercial Break, we always do, we must do, and we will do, say bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.